Hi, it's Melissa Beneshai, CEO and co-founder of Baked by Melissa. I'm thrilled to be partnering with Blue Apron to bring you simple, delicious meals for tired parents with ingredients delivered right to your door, like a beautiful rainbow crunch salad with my miso vinaigrette. They're easy to make, they're loaded with fresh vegetables, and you don't need a subscription to order. Get 35% off your first order at Blue Apron with promo code Melissa. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more. Love you. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Buying pants shouldn't take this much effort. Too many options, inconsistent sizing, and styles that don't work across your day. You want something comfortable, sharp, and reliable without guessing, returning, or buying 5 different pairs. That's why there's Jack Archer.
Ah, yes. JackArcher.com simplifies everything with the Jet Setter Tech Pant. One versatile pair designed to take you from work to weekend without missing a beat. Easy to wear, easy to style, and easy to shop for. The Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built for all-day comfort. They stretch, breathe, and hold their shape, giving you a consistent fit and polished look every time. Backed by thousands of 5-star reviews, they're the dependable pants you'll reach for daily.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order with code GETJACK at jackarcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at jackarcher.com for 15% off your first order.
Could you imagine hosting a championship game at MetLife Stadium in a freaking blizzard?
No! Because nobody would be able to freaking get there safely.
Oh, right. Stop it.
That would suck to have tickets and go, there's a foot of snow, I could barely get to this game.
You can get there. They plow. You take the train. You get a hotel the night before.
They take the train. Once it's over a foot, dude, some of these trains don't run. Jersey trains at Long Island Railroad.
You know what I would do, honestly? Let's say the Jets are hosting the AFC Championship game and this forecast was what we have, which is snow all day Sunday. I'd get a freaking hotel. That's how committed we should be. Saturday night, get a hotel right near the Meadowlands, spend the night, have a couple of cocktails, wake up the next day, boom, championship game.
They'd move this game. If it's 13 inches, they move the game to Monday night.
Oh, stop.
You can't get there safely.
You can't. I just told you. Get a hotel the night before.
Get a hotel the night. And then what happens when you get out of the game?
So now all of a sudden you're spending an extra $300.
Exactly.
What's the difference at this point?
Dude, I think you don't understand how many inches 13 to 18 inches is.
So what you're trying to tell me is, and Tiki, tell me if you co-sign this. If the Giants or Jets were good enough to be hosting a championship game this Sunday, they would move the game.
Right.
That's what Sean is saying. To what?
I think there comes a certain point.
Saturday, move it up a little bit or move it back to Monday?
Little newsflash for you, buddy. The last time this happened, the NFL moved a playoff game.
Dude, yeah. The Buffalo weather was 36 inches. If you're comparing 36 inches.
18 inches?
What 18 inches what?
18 inches of snow, you cannot have 80,000 people get on the roads at 9:30 at night as was getting buried and think that's a safe move by the NFL. They would move the game to a Monday night championship game.
You think 10 inches would cause them to move it?
I just said 18, didn't I?
Well, how did we even get to 18? I never said 18. Well, I said
Jersey,
8 to 12.
It could be. It could be in New Jersey.
You're looking where you live.
Oh, what's right. The cutoff on inches where they would have had
I think
to
a foot of snow.
Game?
I think a foot of snow.
Really?
Yes. Oh, there's actually a big difference between 8 inches and 12 inches. There is. You know what? Never mind.
And either way, we don't worry about it yet, but certainly after yesterday's John Harbaugh press conference, we should start thinking about it because the Giants could very well be hosting a championship game next year. It's very much on the table. Now, speaking of John Harbaugh, one of we spoke to him for about 20 minutes. If you missed the interview, you could rewind it. Not rewind it, but download the Evan and Tiki podcast. It's on YouTube, all that. But one of the things we brought up to him was about these coordinators, because that's the next mission for the Giant fan and obviously the Giant organization,
right,
which is building a staff. You have said this for so long about the next head coach. It's about building a staff.
Always. And John Harbaugh gives you the ability to almost reach out to, if not hire anybody, but at least reach out to anybody you want, because he comes with so much credibility. And you know that as a, say, you're a potential coordinator prospect or just any of the coaching prospects, you know that you're going to have success, and his coaching tree, which doesn't always get talked about, has been mostly successful. And so you're going to look at working for John Harbaugh in the New York market as a great opportunity.
Oh, no,
so
no.
You're going to take the call if it's John Harbaugh calling. So I'm not saying it makes his job easier because obviously you have to pick correctly.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think that John Harbaugh, as opposed to some first-time head coach who has no track record as head coach, gives you an advantage.
He has also got a lot of ties to a lot of different people. I mean, we were going through his coordinator list a couple weeks ago when this started getting rumored, and his list of DCs that he had are really impressive. And one of the first ones that he had, in fact, I think it was his first defensive coordinator, was a fellow by the name of Rex Ryan. So we brought up Rex's name to Coach Harbaugh yesterday. Take a listen to his answer.
Can you imagine Rex coming back in here? You know, would that be,
kind of, nuts?
I mean, how much fun would you guys have?
I mean,
you know?
Pat Hanlon would have a heart attack.
Yeah, yeah. I tell you, I mean, but you know, I mean, listen, I'm not ruling anything out. I mean, you know, a guy like Rex, he's around the game. He knows the game. You know, he's going to have to get updated a little bit with some of the scheme stuff. But I'll tell you what, Rex. Nobody calls a better game than Rex Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
Rex Ryan, he built great defenses, but he called a great game, and that's there's a lot to be said.
You think
for
he wants to do it again? Be a DC again?
I don't know. We'll have to give him a call.
You gonna call him? Yeah. Is that the plan?
Why not? I talk to Rex a lot.
So when he first said that, my gut, this was my initial reaction, was he's playing the game.
Right.
He's answering the question because we brought it up, but he's not going to hire Rex Ryan. But did you hear what he mumbled while we were taking a picture with him?
Yes.
You can repeat what he mumbled. Yeah, I don't think it was off the record.
He was kind of like, yeah, I think Rex reeks out. So Rex wants to coach. We know this.
He interviewed for Sean Payton's DC job in Denver 2 years ago.
And he said it yesterday or maybe 2 days ago on air. He was talking about some head coach hire and what they should do because there's so many openings. And they were having a segment on it. And then he said, or they could just hire me. And so he's saying it like flippantly and facetiously, but there's truth in that. Because I think he wants to get back on the sideline.
If he didn't interview for the Denver job 2 years ago, I would think this is more
in the sky nonsense.
But the guy went out multiple years ago and interviewed for not a head coaching job, a DC job.
Yeah.
So why would you do that? Now, he didn't get the job, and Sean Payton ended up hiring Vance Joseph.
Right.
Which, great. It's worked out.
Which was a great hire, by the way.
So Rex didn't lose to a nobody. He lost to a pretty good, well-established DC.
Who had also been a head coach.
So I think the question of would Rex do it certainly checks a box. And here's the other thing, because this is always brought up whenever we've mentioned Rex as a coordinator. His personality's too big. Mm. He'd own the room. It would almost put pressure on the head coach.
Not with John Harbaugh.
Not with John Harbaugh.
Yeah, I agree with you.
So
I think the one thing that scares me a little bit is that the last Rex hasn't coached. He was a head coach in Buffalo. That was his last time coaching in 2016.
Yes.
So we're talking a decade ago.
Yes.
He has not been on a sideline in a decade.
Correct.
And John mentioned this in that clip we just played where he'd have to get up to speed on some of the schemes. And, you know, we had a caller yesterday who said, oh, I saw you gleaming, you know, giddy over there standing next to John Harbaugh. Why don't you go coach? Like, I know everything that goes on in a football game. Like, I can look at it. I can study it. I can disseminate it back to an audience. But to coach it would be daunting for me. And especially with how fast the game is changing even now. And it's even moving faster defensively. It has to be. Otherwise, these offenses would be overwhelming you. Rex hasn't called a defense in a decade. Now, he analyzes it just like I do. He reads it. He talks about it. He does a show on it. But to get back and do it, and it's not something that's just rote. It's not like you just he did it that way. It scares me a little bit, only because it would take him time to catch up, to catch back up. Now, could he do it? Sure. But there are guys that are in it who are eminently qualified to be DCs who have been growing and learning it in real time.
There's definitely catch up, but I think there's a big difference between he hasn't been a coach since 2016 and he hasn't been a coach since 2006. Like, it's a decade. Decades move quick.
Right.
And I think he would be good at it if the effort is put in.
Of course.
And I'll give you this prediction. I don't think he's going to end up as the DC. I think John's going to talk to him about it.
Of course.
Like,
Why would he not?
There's nothing to lose. And because he interviewed for Payton, I'm almost going to assume he's going to interview for this job. Like, we're going to get the report in the next couple of days. Rex Ryan's going to interview for the DC job. And I would assume that most Giant fans would be okay with it. I know you guys hated him for a time. I don't think you did, Teak, but Sean did.
Yeah, because it was past me. It was the Brandon Jacobs era.
Right.
Where there was acrimony between Giants and Jets.
Oh, and Giant fans used to tell me and Joe all the time he's an overrated blowhard, all this and that. And I thought they were unfair to him because he did bring the Jets some great success.
He was great.
Even if it was shortchanged by saying it's Eric Mangini's players.
My wife loved Rex because she would see him all the time at Starbucks.
Oh, really?
And he would say, hey, Mrs. Barber.
That's funny.
She'd be like, I didn't take his last name. I miss Johnson. But whatever. He was a good dude.
Yes.
He was fun and he was competent.
I give it a 15% chance. That's where I'm at with it. I don't think it's going to happen, but I think it's greater than maybe my initial reaction, which was, he's just answering the question. Right. He's not interested in Rex.
I think that's fair, and I think to steal an old Tommy Evans story, I'd love for Rex to finish his story here, right? You know, go hoist a Lombardi as a DC with the New York Giants after he wanted to cover up those trophies.
But would Jet fans be upset about that?
Ask Evan.
Would you be upset about that?
Yes.
Yeah. Really?
About you winning a Super Bowl with Rex Ryan?
Yeah.
Yes.
You're okay with Sam Darnold winning a Super Bowl with, is it because it's the Giants?
It's the Giants.
Yeah, but he's been gone for so long.
Rex is the...
I mean, his last year was 2014.
I understand that, but Rex Ryan is a big part of my franchise's history. Whether we want to admit it or not, back-to-back title games is a thing. And to see him go to the Giants, I'm going to be honest with you. Would it bother me at first? No. Mm. Would I be okay with it at first?
Yes. The success would bother you.
I think the success would absolutely bother me. And it's a weird thing to say because then I should root for it not to happen. Because why would I even want to put myself in that situation? And by the way, I wouldn't get joy out of him failing. It's not as if Rex went to the Giants and sucked, it would give me some kind of weird, perverse joy. It wouldn't. So it's not like there's even a benefit to it. But if you ask me, because he went right to the Super Bowl, that's how Sean works.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What's up, world? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, chicken farmer, and now host of Free Range. This is a show where I go off the field and off the script. We're talking what's hot in music, film, trending news, and everything blowing up your feed. If you love football, you'll feel at home. But if you're here for the vibes, the internet deep dives, the conversation, this is your podcast. Join me every Wednesday. Follow and listen to Free Range with me, Von Miller, everywhere you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Buying pants shouldn't take this much effort. Too many options, inconsistent sizing, and styles that don't work across your day. You want something comfortable, sharp, and reliable without guessing, returning, or buying 5 different pairs. That's why there's Jack Archer.
Yes, jackarcher.com simplifies everything with the Jet Setter Tech Pant. One versatile pair designed to take you from work to weekend without missing a beat. Easy to wear, easy to style, and easy to shop for. The Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built for all-day comfort. They stretch, breathe, and hold their shape, giving you a consistent fit and polished look every time. Backed by thousands of 5-star reviews, they're the dependable pants you'll reach for daily.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order with code GETJACK at jackarcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at jackarcher.com for 15% off your first order.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
That's how his brain works. He doesn't go to a 10-win season. He goes right to a championship.
No. I went there with my own Giants. I'm talking about in your brain.
Would it bother me if Rex Ryan won a Super Bowl with the Giants as their DC?
And I'm talking about like 3 years down the road when John's fully built this thing.
Yeah, would it bother me?
Yeah.
Of course it would bother me.
I know that. That's why I said it.
Would it bother you if Brian Daboll worked for Aaron Glenn as OC and we won a Super Bowl?
No, because I root for him.
Even with the Jets?
Yeah, the only time I wouldn't root for him is with Philly.
I don't believe you.
I actually really, if he goes to Tennessee and the Giants, by all means, go win.
That's different. I'm saying the Jets.
The Jets.
I don't think the jealousy is a two-way street.
It isn't.
Well, there's nothing to be jealous
That's what I mean. So it's not a two-way street. Like, you feel it, why the Jets would feel that way. I don't think the Giants would feel that
way.
Yeah,
but here's where
because the Giant fan will be like, you know what? We wanted them gone.
No, but you're
not that you hate them, but you didn't want them.
And I like them.
You're not fully.
And I like Dave's too, still.
You're not fully thinking through jealousy. So in this moment, I was on with Craig for 5 minutes because he didn't listen to our interview, so mischaracterized it like 10 times. So I was on with him, and I told him, I was honest with him. I didn't say this to you guys. I said, bro, I'm being very reflective of our day at Giant Camp. I'm jealous. I'm miserable, bro. Right. Because as a Jet fan, I see where you guys are going. You're in a great place. I'm happy for you, but I'm also, like, incredibly jealous. If the Jets ever had success with Brian Daboll as OC, and now they're competing for a championship, then you'd finally have something to be jealous about. Right now,
I think
you look at the Jets as a dead animal on the side of the road.
I think maybe if he was the head coach, I'd be jealous. Maybe.
Right. That's
because he would have success across the river. Not even, because it's not even that anymore, but, you know, across town.
Yes.
Then doing something that he couldn't do with us.
Gotcha.
But not as a coordinator.
All right. Fair enough. Now, give me your dream coaching staff, because John now listens to the show. Mm-hmm. He had a good chat with you. He's like, man, right. I'm going to listen to Tiki, not the Evan part of Evan and Tiki. I'm going to listen to the Tiki part of Evan and Tiki. What is the coaching staff that would be like, all right, this is it. This is my dream staff for Coach Harbaugh?
It's interesting because I wouldn't have thought this until yesterday, but Todd Monken had a ton of success in college, 2 national championships, back-to-back with the University of Georgia. He had some NFL coaching experience prior to that, so he's been up and down. And I mention that because so much of college offense is now integrated into NFL offenses. And when John said yesterday, hey, nobody talks about we created one of the most innovative offenses in NFL history. Like, you don't think about the fact that he did that. We don't talk about the fact that John Harbaugh, with Greg Roman first and then Todd Monken, made Lamar Jackson into an MVP. And this was a quarterback, let's be like honest, even though those who watched him in college knew that he was a good passer, they turned him into an elite quarterback in the NFL. And he doesn't get credit for that. And Todd Monken doesn't get credit for that, even though they absolutely were a part of it. I think I'm sold on Todd Monken being the Giants offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
Especially because of the innovation that I think you need with Jackson Dart. Like, he's not going to be a, let's take 7 steps and read defenses. And you got to be innovative with him. You got to move the pocket. Just like Sean Payton with Bo Nix. Boomer was talking about this. Like, the amount of yardage Bo Nix covered in that game, because every drop back, knowing that the pressure was from the Bills was going to be intense, it was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, roll. It wasn't escaping pressure. It was just, I'm rolling out of the pocket because I need my quarterback to have more time to find somebody downfield. And when you roll, it's going to confuse and mess up whatever defensive scheme they have behind them. And Bo Nix is confident enough to throw behind himself.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's what they always tell you not to do. Never throw behind you. Bo Nix did it multiple times in that game and completed a lot of passes. And so that's schematic. That's not Bo Nix being an elite athlete or an elite, you know, off-schedule quarterback like people like to talk about. That was schemed to be that way. I think Todd Monken can do that with Jackson Dart. So offensive coordinator, I want Todd Monken. Defensively, It's Anthony Weaver to me. I think he's had experience with John Harbaugh, and he's had success in his career, and he feels like the most viable guy available. Rex would be fantastic. I don't know if that's real, but Anthony Weaver and Todd Monken for me.
All right. How about you, Shawnee?
It's Todd Monken. Same reasons he said. Also, this is how I know it's Todd Monken. Of all the available OCs, if John Harbaugh wasn't named head coach, Todd Monken would still be atop my list for Jackson Dart. So, like,
you're right.
The marriage works.
Right.
Defensively, I'm salivating. I want Evan's guy. I want Jim Leonard here. Hmm. I think that would be the perfect up-and-comer. Now, the problem is he may only be here for a year before he catapults into being a head coach. But guess what? If the Giants are at a place where people are picking off their coordinators to be coaches, it means things are a success. So Jim Leonard and Todd Monken for me.
Jim Leonard's going to be the DC of the Jets, baby. You just got to get used to it.
Is
once a Jet, always a Jet.
You sure about that?
Mm-hmm. Not really.
How many years did he play?
A couple of years.
And he played for John Harbaugh.
Yeah. Well, he was one of the Rex guys.
Oh, that's right.
Like, he's a Rex guy. You know, Rex brought in some of his guys. I think those are all very solid hires. And this is part of the geeky, exciting part of getting John Harbaugh, that you have the edge now on anybody you want,
right.
I think.
You could throw a wish list out there, and it's not like, that's absurd. That's never going to happen.
I mean, look, it's always about what you're looking for. We were just examining the Brian Daboll situation. If you're just tuning in, Diana Rossini reported that he's interviewing for the Eagle OC job, but the expectation is if he doesn't get the Buffalo head coaching job, he's going to take the Tennessee OC job. So everyone has their reasons for why they want a certain job.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's catapulting to head coaching. Maybe it's where I could become the head coach of that team. Maybe it's just I want to have success. There's so many different ways and things you could think about on why you would take a job. But one edge that you have is you have an established head coach. I mean, you go there, you have a level of confidence that you will succeed more than if you go to a team like the Jets, where Aaron Glenn is going into his second season and did not have success. So I think that is the exciting part of having a guy like John Harbaugh here. Let's get to some of your calls, 888-808-1019. Jim in Madison. Hey, Jim.
Hey, guys. Thanks a lot for taking my call. In terms of the Rex thing, I would be fine with that. I don't love it, but I would certainly make my peace with it. Although the fact that it would bother Evan does make it more tempting for me, I would say. But my guy for D.C. would be Antonio Pierce, and I tell you why. Not just because of his D.C. abilities.
Right.
But also because I think he would bring a certain level of what it means to be a Giant. You know, this team is always like bereft of vets. You know, no one ever says, there's always so much turnover on the team. No one ever makes it more than like 5-6 years in the locker room.
Right.
So there's never that group of guys that are like, I've been here 10 years. I'm going to show you new guys like what it means to be in this locker room, to be on this team. And while he'd still be a coach, I get it. Like, I think he would bring a lot of that type of experience into a locker room. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, look, he feels like he's still close to a player, even though he's been retired for 15 years. It's something, because I've been retired for almost 20, so he's got to be close to that as well. But I think you're right about that. I think he has a youthful energy about him, and it's relatable because of how he addresses units, and it's why he had success as the interim for the Raiders.
2009 was his last year, so you're right.
The only thing I worry about Antonio Pierce is that he's never done it. He's never been a DC.
Well, neither is Jim Leonard. I mean, he would be promoted. The difference is Antonio Pierce right now is broadcasting, so it's not like
He's not in it. He's not in the game as a coach right now.
Right. Jim Leonard is on the rise, and he's not only a part of a coaching staff, he's a part of a coaching staff that's still going on.
Right.
Richie in Queens. Hey, Richie.
Hey, guys. excuse me. Real excited about the move, Deke. We've talked about it. I think he's obviously a great choice. And you brought up the fact he's going to have who he really wants. And Munson, I think, would be a really good offensive coordinator.
Right.
He's got the foundation. He's got pieces defensively, offensively. Getting a fit pick, who's it going to be? And I really want a linebacker. I think a real good, solid, like you mm-hmm. touched on it. And you want somebody that's going to really be a guy, an intimidator out there. We've got a few, but our linebacker has been an issue. And obviously, maybe a corner, a good receiver. So there's so much upside. Hey, real quick with the Hall of Fame, Ev, if I can.
Yeah.
You know, I was from the old adage with Mike, like with me, and I got a couple of years on you guys. It was always, if you had to think about it, was he a Hall of Famer?
Right.
I kind of got past that.
Hmm.
This group, you know, Ev, I'm a big Giant fan, not because I think he should have got in. Kent should have got in. He's number one in his position.
Definitely.
Wasn't even close. MVP. Yeah. But the thing with Beltran, absolutely, you know, more so than Jones, he was just a you know, 30 doubles a year, over 300 stolen bases. So a great postseason. Unfortunately, postseason in baseball is not what it is in football.
Right.
But a great postseason player. So, yeah, I think they made the right choice.
I think the postseason's a big part of it for Carlos. I got to tell you, I think it puts him over the top. He had a historical postseason run with Houston that got him, or at least helped get him that contract with the Mets. And even in St. Louis, getting them to the World Series in 2011, I think it enhanced his resume. I think Carlos Beltran is a very good player. And it leads me to something else, but I'm going to let the caller take care of it because it registered in my head last night on a guy who may eventually get in the Hall of Fame. So, Zach in Brooklyn, go ahead with your point.
Hey, I wanted to talk about if Chase Utley is going to make the Hall of Fame eventually, why should a player like David Wright not, when not only are their career totals are comparable, even though Utley has 1,000 more plate appearances and 380 more games played, David Wright has better batting average, on base, slugging, OPS, OPS plus, WRC plus, all-star appearances, and gold gloves.
Yes.
So why would David Wright not make it?
Dude, you nailed it. And I wanted you to make that point because David Wright was a very good player. Injury cut short his career. Chase Utley was a very good player. Jimmy Rollins, another guy, very good player. If Chase Utley is trending to get into the Hall of Fame, you got to explain to me, like I'm a 2-year-old, how David Wright and Jimmy Rollins are not particularly close. They all played at the same time. And quite frankly, this is a reputation thing because Chase Utley played the game the right way. He played the game hard. Grr. He took out Ruben Tejada. Grr. And I think it is a reputation thing because you're right. When you look at the numbers, David Wright was a superior player. He just was. The one advantage Utley has is he has a higher WAR. Yeah, because he played 400 more games. OPS, David Wright. OPS plus, David Wright. Even home runs, Chase Utley has him by 17. Yeah,
oh, wow.
He played 400 more games.
Right.
Batting average, on base. David actually won Gold Gloves.
Do you think that's real then? That he'll ever get a real reading or a shot at it?
David?
Yeah.
I think Utley's going to get in, and a lot of people are going to feel the way I feel, including writers, and I think David's going to move close. I don't know if he'll ever get in, but it's going to feel, like our last caller said, almost unfair for Chase Utley to be in and David Wright not to, and Jimmy Rollins, too. I'm just not going to fight for Jimmy Rollins because he can go scratch, you know?
Right.
I'm not going to get passionate about it, but Jimmy Rollins won an MVP. That's pretty good. Did Chase Utley win an MVP?
No.
I don't think so. Chase Utley won a championship. Jimmy Rollins won that same championship. So it's unfair. And I think a lot of it is reputation because Chase Utley, he plays the game the right way. He's so hard-nosed. Grr, muscles, toughness. Yeah. Whatever.
How about just put them both in?
By the way, that's kind of the point our last caller and I are making. If Chase Utley gets in, where's David Wright and Jimmy Rollins? And that's where the discussion went in my head last night when the announcement was made, because after it's made, I look at the vote totals and I see how Chase is trending up, and I'm like, excuse me?
What is the trend for David Wright?
He went up by like a few points, but I think he's at 14%. Dude, you got to get to 75.
Yeah. He's got to wait for Mattingly and the veterans.
No, well, I don't think you're right about that. He's got more time. He's got like 7 more years, bro.
Do you also think it's not being talked about enough?
Yeah, not yet.
I mean, it's not being positioned. Because so much of Hall of Fames is the story you tell.
Yeah.
And who's telling his story? Because he's not.
Yeah, I think we have to start doing
it. I'm being honest. He's too humble to.
Oh, incredibly.
And so who's telling his story? And if people aren't starting to scream like you just did, obviously it was more anti-Utley than it was pro-David.
Well, but
I know what you're getting at, but if nobody's screaming for him, it's not going to happen because that's how Hall of Fames work.
Yeah.
Because people are making the decisions. It's not some, you know, algorithmic evaluation. It's people, and people have opinions, and sometimes they're influenced by a campaign.
All right, let's create a campaign.
There you go.
I'm going to do two dueling campaigns: Tiki and David Wright at the same time.
Nice, I like it.
The Knicks got rid of him.
What was that?
The Knicks got rid of him.
The Knicks got rid of him.
Got rid of who?
Campaign.
Oh God. God.
By the way, you know what's so funny about campaign? Carl Anthony Towns the other day was asked about, hey, it's the same team. What's going on? And he went out of his way to say, we're not the same team. What about campaign? And I understood why he said that, but it was kind of funny. Speaking of the Knicks.
Maybe he was the locker room guy they're missing.
Well, I think Cameron Payne was like feeding cat with the second unit. That's pretty much what it was about. My son, my youngest son, Spence, I took him to Madison Square Garden for Nets-Knicks earlier this season. That was the game the Knicks won by 150. The game was non-competitive from jump. And I said, honey, he needs his revenge. He needs to see a better performance. He needs blood. So tonight, on a school night, I don't give a rat's ass. My five-year-old is coming for revenge.
Oh, gosh.
And it's probably going to end badly for him and I. But at least he'll have ice cream. So
that's a win, then. It doesn't end badly with ice cream.
Honestly, at the end of the day for him, as long as he gets the ice cream, it's all good.
Right.
For me, it's going to be disappointing. But more on that a little bit later on.
This Fan Focus is sponsored by Chef IQ. Precision cooking, effortless results. ChefIQ.com. How about this last night? Mike McDaniel is expected to become the offensive coordinator under Jim Harbaugh with the Chargers. Oh, a bit of surprise in NFL circles, as the expectation yesterday was that McDaniel, had he not gotten a head coach offer, would join his friend Robert Saleh as the OC of the Titans, which we now know Brian Daboll is trending that way. But the Chargers and Justin Herbert it is for Mike McDaniel. This Fan Focus is sponsored by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody.
What do you think of that? Like, basically saying no to Cleveland.
Yeah.
Obviously, if you get the coach
job. I get saying no to Cleveland because I think Mike McDaniel needs a quarterback. He needs a specific type of quarterback, someone who can take in a ton of pre-game information and then execute it with kind of flawlessly, because he's kind of idiot savant. We know this, and we saw how Tua could do it in like a little bit of the capacity, but not fully. And so when you look at the Cleveland quarterback situation, who's doing that?
Yeah.
And I just don't think the quarterback is there. And so it just
it's a place where coaches go to die, especially their second opportunity is usually your last.
Right.
If you don't succeed there, ask Eric Mangini, you're done.
It's just not an ideal landing spot for him. So he's better off going to be a coordinator position where he can enhance but not fully have to own the whole situation.
I'm very surprised by the Bills search, and I know Terry Pegula is doing a big press conference today where they basically said everything that went wrong is Sean McDermott's fault. Don't blame Brandon Bean. It's all
really
McDermott.
Did put it all on McDermott.
But all of the people that they're interviewing are either first-time head coaches or, in the case of Brian Daboll, a failed head coach.
Right.
And, by the way, of the guys that they're interviewing, Lou Anarumo and all the other first-timers they're talking to, Daboll's probably the most appealing, just based on his history with Josh Allen.
He has a Coach of the Year award, and he gave Josh some of his early success.
That's kind of the thing I'm most intrigued by would be the early success with Josh, mm-hmm. and at least he knows what it's like to be a head coach.
And he knows Buffalo.
Yes, and he's from there. Right? He's got everything. But the rest of the search feels very underwhelming. And considering that is such an appealing job that you get a chance to coach and MVP quarterback in the prime of his career. I don't know. It just feels like the search is underwhelming. Same thing even in Baltimore.
Yeah. But who would make it not over? You know what I mean?
John Harbaugh.
But that's done.
I know.
Stefanski's gone. Tomlin's not coming out. So I think everything to this point is going to look underwhelming.
Yeah, I guess it goes back to, was it really the right moment to fire Sean McDermott?
And people called for Sean McDermott to be fired last year and thought that Vrabel would take that job, too. That's what's enraged a lot of people in Buffalo.
Yeah, no, this is why, to the Jet fans out there, I know that Aaron Glenn is unproven and our knee-jerk reaction is fire him. What do you do next? It's always the big question. What do you do next? Okay, you've decided to fire the coach.
Right.
Who's next? Same thing with Kat when we talk about trading Carl Anthony Towns. Okay, you've decided you can't win with him. Do you realize what you're getting back? And are you really excited about that? And so sometimes you got to look at the grander picture before it's just simply get rid of this guy.
Right.
Let's get to your calls, 888-808-1019. Eddie is in Rockland. Good morning, Eddie.
Hey, what's up, fellas? One Giant and one Jet real quick. A Giant, McDermott I would get as defensive coordinator right away. The Buffalo always had a good defensive attack since he's been there. And I get Frank Reich for the offensive coordinator. And as far as the Jets, Evan, question for you. If you're Jet GM and the Raiders call you up, how much would you give to swap for Mendoza, or would you want to?
I would want to, and I'd probably go uncomfortably far. First of all, the Colts pick is gone. Like, boom, there you go. There's 16. You get to go. And so right off the top, if you're the Raiders, you went back one spot. You're going to get the best available player in the draft, not at the quarterback position, and you just added another valuable first-round pick. So I would start with that. They'll say no, and they'll throw in another first-round pick. And I probably would go as far as three number ones because, A, I believe in Mendoza. Mm-hmm. I believe he's going to be a really good quarterback at the next level.
Yeah.
And, B, I can't rely on next year's draft.
No, you can't because it could be great with Arch and some of those other guys that are coming out next year. But it also could be underwhelming. And you know right now that Fernando Mendoza, who I rarely believe these guys prove something in a college football playoff game, but he kind of did. He did.
I mean, toughness?
Yeah. No, I'm being honest. Toughness and athleticism, which not was a question mark, but we hadn't really seen a lot of it. Now, how many of us were actually watching mid-season Indiana games?
Yeah, I kind of started late in the season.
Exactly. So we really didn't have an idea, but on the biggest stage, the dude performed. And he was completely competent.
I'm going to put my emotion aside. You're going to be more real with me. Right. How far would you go? If the Raiders said, blow us away.
Again, all of this is going to depend on the work you do in the next, month or so.
Right.
Because the film work and the, knowing his background work, that's already been done by the scouts. It's talking to him and getting to know him. And if he passes all those check marks, I think you do give up three.
It's always worth it if the guy's the answer.
Right.
And you know,
especially because you have it.
Yeah. Derek Carr, and I was going to cut the audio, but it's not. It would basically, you got to listen to all 3 minutes. So I decided to just summarize it for you. Derek Carr basically said if he was the Raiders, he wouldn't draft Mendoza because he doesn't think the Raiders are ready with their offensive line and just with the pieces that you need to make a young quarterback successful.
But you know who also, the exact reason why Derek Carr is dead ass wrong is the Washington Commanders.
No, I get you.
Because 2 years before, or a year before, they drafted Jaden Daniels. Their offensive line was an utter disaster.
You take the quarterback when he's available.
We talked about how bad the Giants' offensive line was over those last. The Commanders were worse, and they drafted Jaden Daniels. Cliff Kingsbury, as a coordinator, was paired perfectly with him, and they went to the NFC Championship game.
Yeah.
Now, they had some setbacks. Cliff Kingsbury's no longer there. Not really fired, but kind of asked to go find another opportunity. Jaden Daniels got hurt, so there was a big step back, but the offensive line can get fixed pretty quickly.
No, I agree, and I think Derek and David, because Derek Carr does a podcast with his brother David Carr, who we all remember, they come from a bias, a good bias, of we had offensive lines kick our ass.
I know, but it's a different game.
I understand. And I would, if I'm the Raiders,
Derek Carr was dropping back 40 times a game with no protection.
No, I get you.
So the reason he got sacked in NFL record 71, 72, I forget what the number was.
It was crazy. Ruined his career, David Carr.
100%. It's hard to exist like that anymore because quarterbacks are much more athletic now than they ever were.
Yeah, I don't think the Raiders would do that, but when I heard him speaking about being ready to develop a young quarterback, I think outside of the coaches, which is kind of a big deal, the Jets have that.
Yeah.
They have a ready-made offensive line. Assuming they bring Breece Hall back, they've got a good running backs room. They've got a legitimate number one wide receiver. From a talent standpoint, they would be really well positioned to help Fernando Mendoza succeed with the talent around him. With that said, I hate to tell you guys this. I don't think it's realistic. I don't think they're going to listen to Derek Carr. I don't think the Raiders are going to be on the phone with the Jets. I don't think Tom Brady's going to do that.
God, I was off. 76.
76 sacks.
76 sacks.
And that was David Carr with the Houston Texans.
That was David Carr with the Houston Texans.
Ruined his career.
Ruined his career. The next year, he was only sacked 15 times, but he only started 11 games. The following 2 years, he led the league both years. 49, which seems tame, and then 68 in his fourth year.
You know where he didn't get sacked a lot? Backing up Eli with the Giants.
That's right.
That was perfect for him. Let's go to Diego in East Meadow. What's up, Diego?
Hey boys, really enjoyed the live feed yesterday at the Giants facility. What I took away from that, I don't know if it's maybe just the tone, the way he came off, but John Harbaugh kind of took charge with that. And when he kept checking back with Joe Shane during his first few minutes, right, Joe,
to me, it almost felt like he was putting him in his place. Like, I run the football stuff now. No, I'm serious. I was pumped. I was giddier than Sean.
Right. I don't know if he was putting Joe in his place. I think he was more acknowledging that it's going to be collaborative. You have to know the Harbaughs because they're both like slightly odd. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
And
I know something about odd,
but in a great way. And in fact, if you interview Jim Harbaugh, if you ever get a chance, because I've done this in different ways. BT and I had him on when he was in San Francisco, and he was in Michigan because we were asking about these crazy recruiting stories that kept coming out about him. And one of the things he said was, yeah, you know, I like to go climb trees with these guys because it's an athletic rep. I was like, what the heck?
Climb trees?
Yeah, like go, hey, can you, do you climb trees? Right? Wow. It's just think about it. Yeah. We're interviewing the head coach of the University of Michigan. He's like, hey, you know, I asked these guys, hey, do you climb trees? And they're like, yeah, I guess so. He's like, yeah, it's an athletic rep. It's just bizarre. And John's not quite like that, but he's also... He wants to be inclusive. Like, he doesn't want to say, this is all about me. He's got a humility about him that makes him want to include everybody. Because Jim defers everything to somebody else. Yeah. Always. John does the same thing. I'm sure Jack, his father, was the same way. His sister, who was married to Tom Crean, right, is also that way. So, it's just who they are. So, I don't think he was putting Joe down. I think he was including Joe. Because Joe is a part of this thing just like everybody else.
Yeah, I think that the reason Diego thinks that, and I understand why you think that, is because all we heard for the days leading up to the negotiation right. being final is this is about final say.
Yeah.
And this is about Joe Shane. And so it was already in your head that Joe Shane is like the little puppy dog for John Harbaugh.
Yeah.
So anything
that's just the narrative that makes people feel good about keeping Joe Shane. It is what it is.
Well, the only thing I wonder about is that...
Does it matter? As long as they draft good players?
But forget, does it matter? It's the best case scenario.
Right.
Like, everybody should be happy about it. That John Harbaugh, the guy who's won a Super Bowl, is going to have... It's not even final say. I mean, he described it yesterday. Described it to us. He described it at the press conference. That John Mara, or Chris Mara, but I think in this case, John Mara, he's the final guy.
Mm-hmm.
Right? He's the final boss, as they say.
Right.
But John Harbaugh... And Joe Shane will hopefully agree on whatever decision they make. And I have reason to believe that'll be the case, only because Joe Shane may not have wanted Jackson Dart, but he took him because his head coach really believed in Jackson Dart.
Yes.
Which we've talked about for months on this radio station. And I've used it, as much as I've been critical of Shane, as a compliment to Joe Shane.
Right.
That's the one area I defend him on. Like, hey, that's leadership right there. You really believe in him? Fine, I'm going to listen to you.
Right.
So why would anyone think that he would butt heads with John on a decision he disagrees with when he already showed you with Dable, I'll listen to you on Jackson Dart.
Right.
Let's go to Anthony in Harlem. What's up, Anthony?
Good morning, fellas.
What's up?
Evan, listen, you cannot let Jim Leonard be the defensive coordinator of the New York Giants if you're Woody Johnson.
I agree.
Because
I agree.
I remember when Aaron Glenn was, remember that presser? We're the New York Jets. We're built for this blank. And he had all those ex-players in the front row. All those guys that were Jets and we were good. But the last time we were in a playoff game and I was sitting in Heinz Stadium, it was called then, Jim Leonard was playing free safety.
Yes, he was.
You got to tell him, Jim, we're going to make you the highest paid defensive coordinator in the league. You're going to have input as to what player we take at number two. And you're going to be the guy here. We want to be collaborative.
I think you're right, Anthony, on a lot of levels. Like, I don't know, this doesn't matter to you, Teague, and it doesn't matter to you, Sean.
Yeah.
Jim Leonard was us. He was ours. Now, he's not a career Jet. I'm not arguing that. He was only here for 3 years, 9, 10, and 11, if my memory serves correct. But he was a Jet, and he was a part of our last success. And so it would almost feel wrong if he's turning the Jets down for the Giants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Buying pants shouldn't take this much effort. Too many options, inconsistent sizing, and styles that don't work across your day. You want something comfortable, sharp, and reliable without guessing, returning, or buying five different pairs. That's why there's Jack Archer.
Yes, jackarcher.com simplifies everything with the Jet Setter Tech Pant. One versatile pair designed to take you from work to weekend without missing a beat. Easy to wear, easy to style, and easy to shop for. The Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built for all-day comfort. They stretch, breathe, and hold their shape, giving you a consistent fit and polished look every time. Backed by thousands of five-star reviews, they're the dependable pants you'll reach for daily.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order with code GETJACK at jackarcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at jackarcher.com for 15% off your first order.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's almost President's Day, and this year I've got a winning strategy for saving big. I'm skipping the phony sales and instead scoring everyday low prices on my favorite pieces from Bob's Discount Furniture. When I shop Bob's, I get more of what I love. More style, more storage, more comfort, more choices, even more years on that precious mattress warranty. All for a fraction of the cost of what you pay at other stores. So this President's Day weekend, stop in or shop online and see how much more you can save when you dare to compare at Bob's.
And I get why he would. I'm not arguing it, but it would be another damaging moment as a Jet fan. That's why every time you bring up Jim Leonard's name, I don't mean to force feed the Giants on you the way you force feed the Giants on us, Sean, or force feed the Jets on you the way you force feed the Giants on us. But I have a tough time being okay with Jim Leonard not taking my team's job.
I just, that doesn't exist in coaching. Like, none of us care that Antonio Pierce was coaching the Raiders.
Yeah,
or was an assistant right there.
Well, hold on a second. Well, what? We want him, though. We're interviewing him for our job.
I understand
that. It's not about
him
just going to the Giants. If we had a great DC, I wouldn't be saying it. But we're trying to get him.
But the reason you should want him, the main reason you should want him, is that he's a hot DC candidate. Yes. Not that he played for the Jets.
No, right. Sean, you're missing my point.
Because that's the problem with Aaron Glenn.
I did not explain my point well enough. This is on me. I want him because he's a hot defensive coordinating candidate. Of course. I think we should get him as the tiebreaker because he's us. Does that make sense? Of course. It's not like I just want I'm not endorsing Bart Scott the way Joe did. No offense to Bart. I'm saying Jim Leonard because he's a great candidate. I'm saying that because he's ours and our new head coach or our second-year head coach told us about we're the bleeping Jets, we're this, we're that, we're family. It would be tough when you're bidding on Jim Leonard to not get him.
I
want to explain that better. Of course I want him because he's a good candidate.
I guess my point would be, let's just say right now the hottest defensive coordinator candidate was Antrell Roll, and he was coming down to the Jets and Giants. He chose the Jets. I don't think there's a part of me that would be like, wow, you were one of us. You chose the Jets.
Well, you're not a loser franchise the way my team is, so you don't know. I don't know what to tell you then. If you don't understand that, then go scratch. I'm going to tell you.
No, I get it. Here's the thing. He had a 10-year career. Three of them were with the Jets. One of them was in the postseason. And
Two of them were in the postseason. He was on two postseason teams.
He played in one.
I understand he was hurt, but he was on two postseasons.
Okay, but my point is he played in one, and he had a pretty good postseason. So you're claiming him because he had a good postseason out of a 10-year career?
I'm claiming him mostly because our head coach is using the whole I'm the Jets, we're the Jets tradition to sell us, and it would be very disappointing to lose out on him.
Yeah, but I think that's a false flag to try to bring somebody here. Like, that's the reason he's here is because he was a player on one of our really good teams over the last 20 years.
Why did Aaron Glenn come here?
I don't
know. If the New Orleans offer was real.
Honestly, I have no idea.
But you don't believe him when he said that?
I have no idea.
But and remember, because it's easy to think this now, he was a hot candidate last year. Mm-hmm. People wanted him. He turned down an interview with the Patriots. He was the Saints. It was rumored the Saints were going to offer him the job. Okay, that was out there. So let's forget about how bad the first year was.
That could have been his agent.
Maybe, but that was reported widely. If it was not true and it was a false leak, I don't know.
Right.
But I'm saying he took the jet job and then was adamant in his press conference on the why.
Of course.
His why was unfinished business.
I agree, but he's a Jet.
Yeah.
I see him as a Jet. Jim Leonard, he got drafted by Buffalo, right? He spent 3 years with the Jets.
I got you.
And then went to two other places.
I understand.
So, I hear what you're saying about we have a former Jet who is a hot coaching candidate. He should be ours. I don't identify him as a Jet.
Well, I'm just telling you, and I think our last caller played it perfectly, we're going to be disappointed. That's the point. Like, you can laugh at us and say, get over it. I'm telling you, we're going to be disappointed.
It's not that I'm laughing at you, but I'm telling you as a Jet fan, you're creating a narrative that's not true. That he belongs with the Jets.
Well, that's how we feel. That's not a narrative. It's how we feel about it.
But
doesn't mean he feels that way about it.
But why? Why do you feel that way?
Because
it's irrational to me. He was not drafted by the New York Jets. He was not iconic and grew into a star player that took you to the postseason. He was a 4-year Buffalo Bill. They didn't re-sign him. He signs free agent with the Jets. He plays
with the Ravens too. So he was a Rex guy. He was with Baltimore for a couple of years. Then he came to the Jets.
Before, right?
Yeah.
So again, it's the third team he's on. It makes it even worse.
I know.
So you're creating the story. That doesn't really exist.
Well, I'm just explaining
that's
to you.
That's all I'm saying. You're creating a story that's not true.
Well, but we're explaining to you why we're going to be disappointed if we don't get him. Now, you could laugh at it and
not
laughing
at it. I'm just trying to understand why that's the reason, only because of Aaron Glenn, he's the guy you want.
The reason I want him is because he is highly regarded as the best up-and-coming defensive coordinator in the sport.
Great. Lead with that. Don't lead with the Jet.
No. He's bringing up our caller about why it would be painful for us to lose him to the Giants.
See, I think
when
that's
the Jets
wrong,
are looking for a DC.
But I think that's wrong then.
Well, that's how we feel.
Because if he's one of the up-and-coming defensive coordinators and is looking for a real opportunity with a program that's going somewhere, it makes absolutely no sense that he would choose to go to the Jets than go to the Giants. Makes no sense at all.
You'd pick the Jets because...
And because he played there for 2 years?
No. I'm gonna leave that part out. And our last caller brought up personnel say and a lot of money, which is helps, by the way. I mean, if Woody Johnson and Aaron Glenn are cool, giving that to Jim Leonard, that will help.
Why would you give that to a guy who's...
Because you really want him, and you're at a disadvantage, as you talked about, because the Giants are closer. I think a part of why you come here is it is a blank slate. I mean, honestly, when you look at the guys on defense...
That's also scary, though.
It's scary, but it's also like a new opportunity. You're getting to mold the defense you want.
Yeah.
You're not inheriting a lot of players. Now, Tiki, would most people prefer having talent? Sure. But you're asking me, why would he take that job? And I'm at least giving you what that positive would be. I get to mold my own defense. I'm basically going to get to decide, especially with that number two pick, which probably is going to be defense, unless they trade back or the Raiders get drunk and trade Mendoza. It gives you this real blank slate of an opportunity.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
As a man, finding a truly great pair of pants can feel impossible. Some wrinkle the moment you sit down. Others look fine but don't travel well, don't move well, or completely lose their shape throughout the day. When you're flying, commuting, or packing light, most pants just aren't built for real life.
That's why there's Jack Archer. JackArcher.com makes the Jet Setter Tech Pant designed to be the one pair of pants you actually need. Comfortable enough for travel, polished enough for work, and versatile enough for wherever the day takes you. The Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built for all-day comfort. With flexible stretch, customizable fit options, and thousands of five-star reviews, these are the pants you'll reach for every day.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order
using code GETJACK at jackarcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at jackarcher.com for 15% off your first order.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Have you been diagnosed with head or neck cancer? At Kansas City Proton Institute, we're delivering the future of cancer care with state-of-the-art proton therapy right here in KC. Proton therapy means increased precision, reducing side effects like dry mouth, difficulty swallowing, and the loss of taste as compared to conventional radiation. If you've been diagnosed, don't wait. Get your second opinion today and see KC's largest, most experienced proton therapy team. Visit kcpi.com, Kansas City Proton Institute, where you see the best in KC.